Blog Talk Radio.
Open eyes that we may sister Melanie and all of them, love you,
And we prayed up in Minnesota. We was up in Minnesota and Milwaukee. I'm praying for those that lost loved ones tonight. Freddie Taylor up in St. Paul, Minnesota. I'm praying for your family. Sam, I'm praying for your family tonight. Ashe. And I reach out for Sean, and I want you to know this. And Sean said, Ashe. So he's very sorry. Let me go, Ashe. I want to invoke the spirit of Archangel Michael and Gabriel, who is over living in the dead. I invoke their spirits tonight, I should say. Because as we cross over tonight, tell Sister Miller, I went to Brother Sean. Brother Sean said he's sorry. And he said that he didn't have idea them drugs were that powerful and that strong. He want to tell you he's sorry. He just wants you to know. He didn't worry about nobody else knowing. He wants you to know that his death was because it was a drug overdose. And he's sorry. He wants you to know that. That's when he kept coming to you, Amilton, to let you know that that's what happened to him. I wanna go to Mother Pearl. Let me get Mother Pearl on the line. Mother Pearl, God bless you this evening.
I accept your blessing.
I got a message from you and from the spirit realm, I say. And I got a couple of messages for you, okay? Now, the first message is from your mother. And she told me to tell you that you've been doing a good job and don't worry, everything is all right. She told me to read 27 number song. And she said, whatever you need, God have already gave you. And she told me to tell you, you got a long lifespan, by the way. You got a long lifespan.
Thank you.
Now,
thank you,
when I go to Linda, Linda come and says she all right. And she wanna thank you. Says she don't know. She says she know now since she's been in the spirit realm that she was an awful bad girl when she was coming up. And she said she wanted you to know that she loved you. And Fair, so you still can't tell her nothing. That was Fair saying.
Oh,
and Fair is a big jokester. With Fair. Fair said her son is with her, and she wants somebody in the family to go to them people, get a lawyer, take care of the people. Now, she wants you to know that she don't drink no more. She says she's getting ready, and this fair talking, the fair talking in a good sense. She said, bitch, I still can sing. I'm still in church, I say. Linda told me to tell, don't worry. Stop worrying. I'm going to tell her when I pick her up, get her. But your mother said for you to buy you a new wardrobe. She said, you earn it. Go buy you some new shoes. She said, you say you ain't going nowhere. She said, just go get it anyway because you deserve it. And she want to thank you for doing what she told you to do. I don't know what she told you to do, but she said you did it to the best of your ability. And she told me to tell you that sometimes you had to cry, sometimes your husband didn't understand it. She was right there with them kids. I say,
yes, Lord.
I hear everything you want to say, because I feel her spirit. Now, she said she crossed over early, but she's been with the family ever since. Okay? And she praying. She told me to tell you that you the head of the family. I said. And I feel her energy. And she said, everything is all right, and you got it together. Okay? So don't you worry.
Yes, ma'am.
Everything is in divine order. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And, okay. Thank you, Kansas. Now, that was Bertha talking to me. She allowed Linda to talk. And Linda said she was worried about her other sister. And, yeah, to tell her, don't worry. And she said her friend is still cutting up. And she said, she found out he was doing a lot of stuff behind her back.
No,
she said she knew about it. She said, what you told her, Pearl, was true. But now she knows. So she said she don't want nobody in the family to worry about her, special Mary. Mary worry about her, don't know she worry about her. She tell her she all right. And,
yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Okay. And she's thanking you because they're sitting in the presence of your mother. They said of your mother. Now, I want to ask you this because I see Fair and I see a man. Who is this man that's there with her, too? Is this your brother or something?
It must be Archie. Richard or Archie.
Now, it's three people sitting there with her. It's two and then it's a man sitting there. He's in the spirit realm. And he's waving his
Richard
hand. Oh, okay.
Richard.
Now, what you want to say? He want to thank you. He said, get what you want. I made provision for you to be happy. Tell my grandson to get busy getting his life together. Tell my son, I want him to not drink much as he's been drinking. That's what he's saying.
Mm-hmm.
And he wants you to know he has it. He want to thank you for doing what you did. Okay, I said. Anything special you want to tell her, that everything you said to him was just like you said. And he's all right. He don't want you to worry. He wants you to have a good time with your life. Your mother said it. Go buy you some new shoes and buy you a dress and a pocketbook. And this summer, go on a little life vacation. Get out of the house. Fix the house up. What are you saying? Everything, he said, whatever it needs, you get it. For your, everything for your convenience. Everything is for your convenience. That's what he's going to say. Okay. Now, anything you want to say, anything you want to say to him, Pearl?
The only thing I can say is tell him I love him and I always will. And
well,
I'm glad he did leave me sick.
He said you took care of him. And he apologized for not understanding you, that you had a high temper. You get mad quick. And
yes.
A lot of stuff you accused him he didn't do. But he said he loved you and he wants you to have the best. So I want this.
Yes,
no. I want to have the best.
Yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
That's that.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank
Linda
you.
Linda was crying because she said that she wasn't, wasn't ready to leave like that, but it said, was up. They come and got her. She said, they come and got her, and she had to go. Yes,
yes, Lord.
That's what happened. It's them. Thank you, God. I'm into the spirit world. Let me give you some scriptures tonight. I want them that listen, because I'm in the spirit. I'm crossing over tonight. I invoke the spirit of Gabriel. Gabriel is over resurrection. And when Jesus told Lazarus to come forth, Gabriel had to go to the cemetery and get him out. And Michael is the angel that makes sure that nobody comes. Them that you call, I say. The scripture I want everybody to read tonight, and this is dealing with crossing over anyway, crossing over tonight. Matthew 9, chapter 9, verse 18 and 26. St. Mark, chapter 5, 21 to 43. Okay. And when you read that, it's a resurrection thing. I say, Lazarus was dead for 3 days. St. John 11, 1 through 44. Jesus, if you had been here, our brother wouldn't have died. Jesus, they sleep. Where he at? He up on the hill left. Lazarus, come forth. And Lazarus was in graveyard clothes. Gabriel went and got him and brought him back. So when I call on Gabriel tonight, he bring him back from the spirit world and they arrest him. Now, Pearl, I want to say this to you. Your mother said she don't know all the grandkids, the young people, that they need to, that means that but all the young people need to know about her. They don't even know her name. And it's important for all of the mothers to tell to tell them about their grandmother, their great-grandmother, their grandmother. Now, those that are in the physical world, these are from the spirit world. And he told me to tell you something, Pearl, but I can't tell you over there. He told me to tell you when I get off the air. Okay? So when I get off the air, call me. When I get off the air, I'll tell you what she told me to tell you. Something very personal, but it's for the whole family. Okay, I say. Okay? That's that. Now, I'm in the spirit realm now. And God know where you come from, what you're doing. Now, okay, Mary Hawkins, do you anything you want to ask, or you want to tell you what your mother's saying?
You can tell me.
Anything you want to ask her before I tell anything? I say.
No, go ahead, tell me.
Okay. Now, your mother told me to tell you that a lot of your problem is worry. Stop worrying. You're going to be all right. And she told me to tell you this. She gave me a scripture for you to read. And she told me 23rd number song. I told her she's reading that already. She has laughed. She said, you look more like her than all the other kids. And she said that she wants you to stop worrying about Linda and get that out of your head. And she said you worrying about them, that she wants you to live and have a good life. And she said, Bishop, I told her last year to set up her business, and I want you to tell her again. That's how my great-grandchildren are going to know me by the name of the business. I say. And she said, March, write your plan up in March. In April and May, it's going to come forth. Okay? And she told me to direct you. just said six. When I pick up Fair wants you a million. Let me tell Million to contact my people. I'm telling them to get on the case and see if they're getting on it. And she said that would be money for the family. There's two cases that she wants the family. And Pearl, you might have to help her. She ain't said nothing about Lord doing nothing. When I said Lord, she turned her head. She wants Pearl and Mary to work on that case because that will help the family. Because she said her son ain't strong enough, you know. So it takes y'all to be stronger. And what she means stronger, educational-wise, to know the lawyer, to know who to call, and get somebody to know how to take care of the business. See, that's what she wants to do. And she said, I'll be happy. And she said, she's sitting down. She told me to tell Pearl, she's sitting down on the rock. I don't know what that means. Pearl said, she's sitting down on the rock. That's what she's saying. Now, Linda told me that you would worry about because y'all talk every day. She said, don't worry about that because she said she wants you to be happy and you ain't been happy. And she said, that other situation, she said, I can't say nothing because my situation was bad, was real bad, but now I'm all right. But she want you to know that other situation, you leave that alone. That ain't even in your vibration. Okay? Thank you, kind spirit. Okay. Now, anything you want to ask, I'm in the spirit realm. I feel good energy. I feel, Mary, that you need to get busy on need to do something. And coming to this full moon, there's some things going to work for you. Now, I don't see your mother saying, you know what your mother said? Vision ain't nothing wrong with marriage. You all right. So all she got to do is don't mess with her. And if she need to do, okay. All is well. Now, she said now, Carolyn, y'all need to talk. Pearl, did you talk to Carolyn? I ain't got Pearl on the line. Well, wait, let me get Pearl back on. Okay. Hey, Pearl, did you talk to Carolyn? Your mother said you talked to Carolyn. Talk to her.
Yes.
Okay. Have you talked to her, Mary?
She has.
No, not lately.
Well, y'all talk to her. Just ask her how she's doing. Your mother said y'all ain't talking to her. She taking it real hard by hearing y'all's voice to help her. Because... Mm-hmm. I'm trying to see what your mother's saying about her daughter. Her daughter need to go to the hospital, and she wouldn't be in the spirit realm. She wouldn't be in the spirit. There's a lot going on with her medically. Do y'all understand that? So it ain't the parents' fault, because when grown people don't want to do nothing, you can't make them do nothing. Y'all understand that? So I know Pearl ain't worried about it, and Mary, I know you ain't worried about it, okay? Okay. She don't want y'all to worry about that because she said somebody else coming, okay? She said somebody else coming, okay? And that's what she said. She was talking about a man that was coming, okay? So I'm going to really go in the spirit realm and see what happened. I say. Anything you want to ask, Pearl?
No, I'd like to know who that man is.
Okay, I'm going to ask her and see who that man is. Is he young or old? Okay. Oh, okay. This is somebody's son. Now, this is, who in the army, this person is in a service, he's in the army, or he's a fireman, or he's a policeman or something. He wore a uniform on. He wear a uniform every day, whoever he is. It could be one of the girls, husband, boyfriend, son, but that's what you said coming. It's in the family. Thank you. I'm going to go deeper and ask about that. I shake. Now, anything you want to ask Lord. Mary?
No.
Lord got a son.
Is he in the service?
No.
Well, this boy, he's in a gang in the service, whatever he is, but he's a young man. Okay. And he's at a young age. He ain't no old man, okay? That's what she's saying. And I'm gonna go in detail with you and Mary, and then we're gonna find out what's going on. I say. I'm going to 5350. If you want, let me see. 5350. If you want to know something, from you got answers that you want to hear about, or you want to know about. Okay, let me see. You can raise your hand up. Thank you, kind spirit. I see that happening. Thank you, kind spirit. Okay. Then got the hand up. Let me go. Let me move on. Thank you, kind spirit. Okay. Oh, 2021, I see your hand up. I want to tell you that you're going to be all right. I say. Your mother and father don't want you to sell the house, and they don't want the family to move in it. They want you to stay in it because they don't want a whole lot of people in and out. Thank you. Pray it. Thank you. I want to say that. I'm going to 3851. I feel good energy for you, but this is your mom and dad, so slow down. You had three accidents. Slow down. She said, after the spirit, your mother saying, get away from the spirit that you're around, okay? Because it ain't your time. But you'll get all, you need to get away from them folks. I think that's what she's saying. I say. I can get that, okay? Okay, I'm talking to you, Gene. Gene, your mother said your brother was running with the wrong crowd. She said he was coming out of jail because they're doing some investigation to find out he didn't do the murder. Right now, she said, by next year, he'd be out of jail. She said people doing the investigation, he'd be out of jail because somebody done a witness, somebody done said that they did it. They already in jail. I just want you to know that. So you just stop worrying, stop running down there every minute. Take care. Do your life. I say. Thank you, kind spirit. I'm going to 9607. Let me see. Now, you want to ask something? 9607.
I just want to know what my dad is saying about everything that's going on.
I say. When I look at your father, he's sitting in the chair, and he's well-dressed. He wants you to know that he's glad that you, he said they did you wrong at the funeral. They didn't do right. They had set up and talked about you before you know what was happening. Okay. Now, he said that don't sign nothing. Your sister to sign it. If you don't want to sign it, don't worry about it. Because he's saying that there's some things on that side going to die. If somebody's going to die, that's on her husband's side because that the boy was involved in an accident coming to the boy to get all the money. The one got all his money, you watch. The dad is sitting there patting his feet and pointing that everything was I want to ask you, was a house sold in Arkansas or was sold in Georgia? Huh?
In Arkansas?
He said a house was sold and they got the money. And they didn't share the money, what they supposed to share with it. Now, thank you, kind spirit. Since he's been in the spirit realm, he want to thank you for what you've been doing. and how you've been handling it, because they want to cut you out and your brother on the up. They didn't want y'all to have nothing. And he told me to tell you that your brother done signed some papers. And this insurance paper he done signed, okay? But the boy he signed it, that boy gonna have an accident because he's doing some evil. And he did a whole lot of stuff. Exodus 14:14, that God gonna fight that battle for you. He told me to tell you, he smiled. He asked me where his chair is. What chair he asking about?
Chair that he had in his room. He had in his room, but she threw that chair away.
He asked about his chair. He can't find his chair. You can throw it away. Okay. His spirit came to her, and she broke and run. What do you want to say to your daughter about the business? What do you want her to do? I say. He said he wants you to do what you do, and he'll be with you. His spirit will be with you, and he's going to direct you what to do. Don't worry about what they're going to do, because everything's going to be shut down. They got to come to you. Papers on the way to you now. Have you got them?
No, sir, not yet.
It's two set of papers coming to you. Got to be filled out. And the lawyers can't do nothing. Can't nobody do nothing. You sign it. And your sister got to sign it. He said, if she like you don't want to sign it, just hold it. And everything going to, he going to worry her. So she have to do what you got to do. You ain't got to fight her. He said, if it's something to do with him, if she wants not to do it, don't worry about it. You just tell her you got it. He said he'll make her come and do what you need to do. Because he already see what her husband doing, what her brother doing, and what her auntie tried to do. Now they want to know. They don't know everything, okay? And they don't want you to know everything, but God gave you the knowledge to know, I say. Now, thank you, kind spirit. Picking up Joe. Joe is a lady. I don't know if this is your mother or not. She says you're very proud that you're making a change, because she said you was under a lot of demonic spirit. I said, you understand what I'm saying? She said you was under a lot of demonic spirit, and it was coming from the south, Louisiana, okay?
Mm.
And some people tried to break him up from Louisiana, but they couldn't do it.
Mm-hmm.
Something about St. Louis. I don't know what's going on in St. Louis, but they must have went to St. Louis, but they couldn't break it up. Okay. So now they know that it's a toehold now. Mm-hmm. He needs to be Psalm 57:35. Please, my call, O Lord. And it's anointing that he needs. Okay. It's a little witchcraft on that job. This kind of skinny lady. And she her skin looks real smooth. She want him to do some stuff to straighten him out. So what he need to do. Say I say. Okay, I see that. 71. Anything else you want to ask before I go to the next person?
No, sir.
Now, let me see. Here's a situation around you, young lady. And this is what they're saying. You done did all you can do. telling me that you're in a good place, okay? That means mind, soul, and spirit. And you said, work your business because you done helped everybody. It's time for you to get some help. You done gave money. You done gave your time. You done gave everything, okay? And them that talking negative about you, they ain't going to fly. Okay? They turn their back and they walk out the door. They're out of your life, but every now and then they come and see how you're moving. You understand that? I say. And the same family was fighting you. That's your family, folks. Still talking negative, okay? They talk about something 4 or 5 years ago, okay? They tell that story all the time to other folks. You understand what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
You understand that?
Yes, sir.
Okay, thank you, Shine Spirit. All is well. And thank you, Shine Spirit. It's a man in the spirit world, but it's a woman in the spirit world on your mother's side. Oh, that's your auntie. You got an auntie in the spirit world. That's her telling your mother, don't worry. Don't get stretched out, I say. She said, don't get stretched out because there's a lot of people still sending spirits that way to your grandmother. Okay. They trying to say she got dementia. She ain't got no dementia. But somebody trying to send that spirit to her. But her husband got her stuff. Do you understand that?
Yes, sir.
Her stuff. She's saying that her she said Lisa, you know. She said the family know that her stuff was stolen. Do you understand what she's saying?
Yes, sir.
Okay, I say. Thank you, God, Spirit. Okay, that's anything you want to ask before I go?
No, sir.
Now, your father said he was looking for the chair physically, but he's in a chair. He said all this stuff going to work out this year. Okay, so don't even worry. Don't stretch out about it. Because when the time comes, everything going to fall in order. Thank you, kind spirit.
Okay.
Now, I'm going to you. I see where your hand up. Okay, that's 2584. Now, what can I help you with? Now, I want to tell you, thank you. You want to know what happened to your son, why he was shot. Now, I want you to get ready. I say. Your mother in the spirit world come to let you know that you couldn't do nothing when he wouldn't listen to you. You told him to stop running with that crowd of boys, and it was about drugs and money. It had something to do with Chicago, St. Louis, and Memphis. Okay. Thank you, kind spirit. Who is Freddie? Oh, that's his name, Freddie. Well, that's what happened to him and another boy they found dead. They was all doing that together. Oh, he keep coming to you. He wants you to know what happened. That found out that. Thank you, kind spirit. He said he don't want you to worry. That's what he's saying. Tell mama don't worry. So I want to tell you don't worry. I say. I'm picking up. I'm gonna tell you what I'm picking up tonight. I'm picking up a lot of energy of those people that dying in that war. I'm picking up. It's going to be a full moon Friday, the worm moon. And that worm moon that is opening up is another portal opener. So I'm picking up that worm moon, okay? Coming. That That worm move is coming. So I'm picking that up. I'm picking up. You might be can't rest at certain time at night. You might wake up. You're picking up a lot of spirit that's loose out of him. So I advise you, when you're at home, anoint yourself. Read 23rd number of Psalms, where them people that's dead, that's been murdered, they restless. They back and forth. They don't know they're dead. They don't know they're dead because their life was stuck under evil circumstances. That's what happened with that. So that's the kind of stuff happened. Mary, I want you to read the 23rd number of Psalms for us.
Okay. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. Hold on. I was laughing at what Pearl was saying. Okay, the Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. He making me to lie down in green pastures. He leading me beside the still waters toward my soul. He leading me in the path of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. For thou art with me, thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of my enemy. Thou anointest my head with oil, my cup running over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Amen.
Thank you for that.
I read the song. Yes, 23rd number song.
God bless you. This is a crossing over with the ancestors tonight. If somebody knows this, just come on. This is crossing over with the ancestors. That's what we do on Tuesday night. People in the spirit realm. Purpose Man died, WVON. I just picked him up. And Purpose Man told me to tell Dale, you did a good job. And don't worry about your sister. That would be Hamlet. Told me to tell you, they need to say something good about me and put me in a big place because I help many people. I say. And I want to thank you, Bishop. Okay, Bird. You got something to say to your wife and your sister? I want to tell my son that he did a good job. And I want to tell the trees that they've been cut out, but I'm going to cut y'all back in. Don't worry about the estate will get at the right level. I say. I'm listening. Don't worry. Everything's going to get in divine order. And it's going to work. I say. So that's going to happen. See? So that's what he's saying with that. Everything's going to get in divine order. I say. I just thank God for that. 51, 50. I see your hand up. Okay. I say. Okay, 5150, what you want to ask? Who you want to contact? Yeah, now, 5350. Get your hand up. All right. Who you want to go in the spirit world? I say.
Whatever you tell the bishop.
Okay. Your mother is around you. She's been around you. She don't want you to, your mother's saying, don't worry about what's going on because it's going to come to a head. Daughter in the spirit world, she's laughing, saying, leave that alone because what's going to happen, it's going to collapse, okay? It's going to go for a while, but it's going to break up. Thank you. I'm just trying to speak. Who is Manny? Manny or something? Who's that? man, a man or something. Your mother's talking about, I don't know, is this, she's talking about this person just passed. And she said they shouldn't have passed. Okay? They wasn't took care of. You understand that?
I don't know who that was, Bishop.
She's talking about a man that passed, and she's talking about just a young person, and she's talking about an older person. Okay. That they died in the hospital, but they didn't take care of them properly. Mm-hmm. Thank you, John Spirit. Okay. Your daughter in the spirit world, Mama, don't worry about them kids. Because them kids gonna be all right, and she said I visit them, and my son ain't gonna do, cause that woman got him under a demonic spirit. But I'm gonna break it up. Mm-hmm. All I want you to do, Mama, this is your daughter, take my picture and set it up in your house. I want to be set up somewhere. And Bishop going to tell you what to do once you set it up. And I'll do the rest. I say, woo! Lord, I feel her spirit so, and she's doing a little cussing. She said, you understand what I'm saying? She's doing a little cussing.
Uh-huh.
She's saying, uh-huh, this shit, I remember, this stuff ain't nothing but a bunch of shit. And she's going to break it up. You can't break it up. She got to break it up because it's done in the spirit. Got to be broke up in the spirit. That girl went to the cemetery somewhere, her and her mammy. That's what those dogs said. But she's stomping, she's going to break up. Thank you, God. I say. I'm just telling you what he's saying. I'm saying the word that she said. See? And she said, don't you worry about it, because she's going to take care of it. And when you take care of it, you're going to know about it, because what they're doing ain't going to last. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
So don't even, because she's in the presence of your mother. And look,
thank you.
Glory, hallelujah.
Thank
and your
you,
mother's calling, and she's calling you a different name. I don't know what she's calling you. So you know that it's going to be all right. Thank you, Candace. So don't you worry about that. I'm trying to see. Thank you. I want you to read Psalms 27. He's my light and my salvation. Because this has been bothering you deep down. You ain't told nobody. But this tonight, she don't want you to worry about it. Because, you know, you can't say nothing because they got a hard head. See?
Mm-hmm.
They were brought up that way. But what's done in the spirit got to be reversed in the spirit. Okay?
Thank you, good spirit.
Okay. God bless you. I want to let you know tonight, God is able to do anything but fail. I want you to know, I've been let you know that God, Father God, we thank you, God, for touching, for letting us go in the spirit. And if they need healing, I invoke the ancestors, mother, sister, and brother, healing. Because God know your name. He know every hair on your head. Somebody need finance. Somebody need healing. Somebody need a breakthrough tonight. I decree it. Glory, hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. All them people ain't got nowhere to stay. They bombed. Baby.
Yes, he knows my name. And oh, how he walks with me.
Yes, Lord, yes. Thank you.
And oh,
thank you.
He talks with me. And oh, how he tells me. That I am his own. You know.
hands like this, use as a laptop. Take off the keyboard, fold the way down to studio mode. You can draw like tablet. The surface is beautiful.
God got a special blessing with your name on it. I want to let you know this is a blessing for you. God opened that door for you. And that door that closed, open up. So I want you to get ready. We're getting ready to go up the air. But God is able to open up a door for you.
Never disconnect.